Praise the Lord, church. I want to thank God for giving this opportunity to stand in your midst with the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God is a good God. There is nothing that our God cannot do. As you all know, I'm not a preacher, nor the son of a preacher. But God put in my heart a message to give it to the young people and those who understand English for sure. So let us turn our Bibles to John chapter 1. I want the young people to take to John chapter 1, verse 38. John chapter 1, verse 38. Then Jesus turned and seeing them following, said to them, "What do you seek?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which is to say when translated teacher, "where are you staying?" So this is, some of you would have known this passage. Today's message that God gave me is, what do you seek? What are we seeking? So for that, I will stand on this passage from verse 35 to 42. I will stand there and I'll be expounding the word as the Lord gives grace. The Bible says like this, "Seek the Lord while he may be found." And people of this world always try to seek any type of God. But we are his children, or a higher authority. We are of his children. What are we going to seek? Let us just start with a word of prayer and then go to the word. Heavenly Father, we humble ourselves, O God, at your presence, O God. Lord, bless this word, O Father, that you have given, Lord Master. Expound it, make it a blessing, and lead, Lord Jesus. Let your name be exalted. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So here, on the 35th verse, it says like this, "Again the next day, John stood with two of his disciples, and looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, 'Behold the Lamb of God.' The two disciples heard him speak and they followed Jesus." So here you can read the life of John, where John is preaching to the people. And that there were two disciples who heard the word of God. I would say they are very good disciples. Why? Because like us, every Sunday they come, we hear the word of God. Am I right? So they are very good people because they heard. But one difference was there. When they heard the message, they were ready to follow him. What was the message they heard? Maybe they heard it before also. If you read this passage very multiple times, in the 29th verse, it says, they heard a message saying, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." But when they heard it this time, two of his disciples, what they did is, they decided to follow him. So the three things I would like to say that today in the morning time. First, is seek to follow him. When they heard the message, they were not hearing alone. They took a step forward and followed Jesus. Hallelujah. That is what God wants from us. From this pulpit, you have been hearing many messages, but God wants us to follow him. But why did they follow him? They followed him because of the message, "Behold the Lamb of God." They did not follow him for any other reasons. Today you can see the Christian world is following God for many reasons. But Jesus, the reason why we should follow God is, "Behold, he is the Lamb of God." What does this mean, the Lamb of God means? He is the one who takes away the sins of the world. When we look into the Bible, that is the sole reason and the only reason why we come to church and worship God. There's no other reason why you should follow Jesus. There's no other reason. What you may be saying, oh, I need to study, I need wisdom. But that is not what they followed Jesus, and that is not why we are following Jesus too. The reason why you and I have to follow is because he is the Lamb of God. How did he become the Lamb of God? When you really look into it, the love of God is so great that God sent his Son into this world. You know that. But when God sent his Son Jesus into this world for our sins, because of his love, we should also understand the other aspect. What is the other aspect? The other aspect is, for every sin that we did, we had a penalty to pay. We had a price to pay for our sins. And that price was taken by our Lord Jesus Christ. That is why he is the Lamb of God. The reason why he is the Lamb of God is because I had to face judgment. I had to stand and go into judgment, and I was destined to hell. But instead of me going to hell, Jesus took it on himself. In other words, the justice of God, which cannot be compromised. The justice of God, which means that he is holy, who cannot compromise with sin. What he did, God the Father poured his wrath on the Son. In other words, the whole punishment that I deserved for the sins that I did, for the sins that you did, was poured upon Jesus Christ. That was poured. Just imagine the wrath of God, the Father, being poured on Jesus Christ. And when that was poured on Jesus Christ, that is the reason why you and I should follow God. That is the reason that why you and I should come to the presence of God. That is the reason. So here you can see, they did not follow God. The two disciples, let me just tell you, the two disciples, one of the disciples' name is Andrew, and the next disciple, they say, Bible scholar says, it is John. But these two disciples, they followed Jesus. And they decided at that day, when they were hearing the message of John, they left John and followed the Lamb of God. When they followed, you know, when Jesus was living in this world, you know that he was both God and he was also man. If somebody follows you, when will you turn back and see? You will turn back and see only when the person is really close to you. If somebody is stalking you from far behind, you will not turn back. So here you can see the two disciples, when they followed Jesus, they followed Jesus closely, you can see. Because how you can say that is, he turned around and looked at them. If somebody follows you closely, somebody invades our personal space or comes back very close, we will certainly turn back. That is what Jesus did here too. So you may ask a question, will not Jesus know if I follow far away? Yes, he will know if you follow far away too. Look, let me just go into that and come back to the message. When you look at the lost son, after taking all the possessions of the father, going and spending it all, when he was at a far away place, Luke chapter 15 I'm talking. When he was at a far away place, in shabby clothes, in very dirty attire and smelling nature, the father recognized his son. That means that the Lord also knows if you are following far away. But before I go into the other aspect, let me say, following God is an individual experience. God wants us to follow individually. Hallelujah. Just because my parents followed God, I did not become a Christian. I became a Christian because God dealt with me. Similarly, following God is an individual responsibility of each and every person. If you want an incident, I will tell you. John chapter 21, there is what happened was, when Jesus reinstated Peter, what did Jesus say? Jesus said to Peter that when you are young, you will gird yourself. You will dress yourself, but when you are old, somebody else will gird you. Somebody else will take you. But if you read the 18th verse, it says like this. Peter is asking, what about this other fellow, the disciple of John, who was leaning on Jesus? Peter was not concerned about himself. Peter, because already Jesus reinstated Peter and said, do you love me more than these? And he says that, follow me, Jesus said. But Peter is still concerned about John the disciple. What about that person? Today also, young people, many are concerned what the others will tell about us. You are concerned what they will tell if I follow Jesus. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, if that disciple wants to remain alive till I come, what is that to you? You follow me. In other words, you don't care about the other person. You just follow Jesus. So today when we follow Jesus, it is an individual race. Just because parents follow Jesus doesn't mean that you have become a part of the kingdom of God. Just it is a decision that you make to follow Jesus will have the impact. We have each and every one of us have to make that decision to follow Jesus individually. When you follow Jesus individually, because it's a race set for us, it is a race set for each and every one of us. The Bible continues to say like this, the two disciples, we are seek to follow Jesus. They were seeking to follow Jesus. But how do they follow? They follow Jesus closely. When you follow Jesus, that's an answer to many of your questions. Many of you ask, why does the Lord doesn't speak to me? You may ask, am I right? Why does God doesn't speak to me? God only speaks to certain people. The answer is when you follow God closely, that he notices you. Jesus turned back and said, what are you seeking? What are you seeking? So if you want Jesus to speak to you, you have to follow closely. He may be concerned about you when if you are far, doesn't mean God is not concerned, but you will not hear the voice of God. Only if you get closer to God, you will hear the voice of God in your life. If you get closer, the more closer you get to God, the more closer you walk with the Master, you will hear his voice. And the voice was, what do you seek? What do you seek? That is what. So seek to follow him so that you can hear his voice. Why we follow him? We follow him because he is the Lamb of God. Nothing else we follow him. We don't follow him for money. We don't follow him for position. We don't follow him for a house, not for a job. Sorry to say all these things. These are all that man needs to when he lives in the world. But the sole reason is, behold the Lamb of God. And that is the reason why you should follow closely. And when you seek to follow him closely, you will hear his voice. You will suddenly, the two disciples hear the voice. What do you seek? What do you seek? And what did they say? Reply. They said to him, Rabbi, which is to say when translated teaching, where are you staying? They wanted, very interesting. They followed the Lamb of God. But what are they asking? Where do you live? In other words, if I paraphrase it, where do you live? They wanted to know where this Lamb of God lives. Hallelujah. That is what we should be. The second thing I would like to say to all the people, to all children of God, seek to know where God lives. You have to seek. If you are interested in hearing testimonies, go to Mohammed Faridi. I'm not promoting that channel, but what I'm saying is there are a lot of testimonies of Muslims, how they converted and accepted Christ. You can see how many years they have been waiting to seek this living God. But you and I are so fortunate to know God. You don't know the beauty of the things that are being given to you every Sunday. Here you go. What Bible says is, seek to know where he dwells. The reason why they wanted to know this, because they would have thought, if we know the address of this person where he's living, tomorrow if there's a problem, we can come to him. Amen? Amen? Tomorrow or even today, if I know where he lives, I can come and find out and go to him. Young people, if you know where God dwells, you can run to him in all situations. In the times of trouble, in the times of struggles, in the times when you are in despair, not knowing what to do, one place you can come is to Jesus. You don't need to run hither and thither. Some people have the attitude, or some I've seen many Christians running from one church to another. They think that God dwells there because of the size of the church. Unfortunately, it is not so. Because God doesn't care about the size of the church, our God dwells among our praises of his children. If you gather together and pray in his name, God dwells in the midst of them, the Bible says. That is what our Bible teaches, and that is what God dwells. Sometimes you see all these mega churches. Recently, I'm sorry to say, hear all these things. Churches have become entertainment zones. What do I mean? You know the Super Bowl challenge which I had, Super Bowl Sunday? One church, a very big church, okay? The pastor was dressed as in a Super Bowl uniform. And there were two teams. I do not know whether you saw the video. I've seen. They were dressed in two teams. Different lights are coming up. Smoke is coming out. And one person is asking, what should I do with a Bible, whether I should kick it or receive it? So that is the level that churches have gone to entertain the crowd. The church is not actually a place for entertainment. Entertainment is outside. If you are looking for entertainment, outside entertainment is very nice. The church cannot provide entertainment as the outside world. I tell you 100%, no church can provide, a spiritual church can provide entertainment. But there's because entertainment outside the world is much, much better. Trust me. If you go outside, very nice entertainment which cannot be compared. But the joy you get here cannot be compared to that entertainment. Because the Bible says, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. So here you can see, coming back, so you don't need to run here and there to know where God dwells. God dwells when we gather together in small groups. When we pray, God dwells. God dwells when you run to the Father to of any problem you have, any struggles. Usually, young people would say, you do not know the struggles I have. That's a common phrase. I have told to my parents when I was young, you guys don't know, you are old generation. I have told them. But that's what you might think. But there's only one place. No man can satisfy your problems. Only one person who can satisfy your problems if you know where God dwells and if you run to the Father. If you run to the Father and run to Jesus, He will satisfy the needs. When you seek to know where God dwells, means you can always run to Him. Here, when they said like this, coming back to this passage, it says, Jesus said to them, in the 39th verse, He said, come and see. He said to them, come and see. They just wanted to know where God lives, maybe where Jesus lived. But what happened there? 39th verse, let me read the, they came and saw where He was staying and remained with Him that day. Now it was about the 10th hour. So here, when Jesus said, come and see, what did they do? You can see they didn't see the address from outside and they didn't go away. They were invited inside. They stayed with Him the whole day. So first thing, what we saw was seek to follow Him. Second was seek to know where He dwells. Lastly, seek to stay with Him. Seek to abide with Him. The moment they went inside that house, they couldn't come out. They were so much engrossed with Jesus. They were so much spent time with Jesus that they spent the whole day. They just wanted, just imagine, they wanted to know where He lives, that's all. Like you have some friends, am I right? When we are very close friends, we would say, hey, I want to know where you live. You see the house, but here you can see, they went in and they are staying for the whole day. What happened there? Their life, when you stay with Jesus, their life was changed that day. Hallelujah. The more you stay with Jesus, the more you spend time with Jesus, there will be changes in your life that will occur. If changes doesn't occur in your life, it means that you are not staying with Jesus. It means that you are not staying with Jesus is what? But here, how can you say that there is changes here? Read the 40th verse. One of the two heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. 41st verse. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, we have found the Messiah. So here, what did he do? Andrew came and heard the word of God, spent time, stayed with Jesus. The moment he went out, what did he do? He went and found his brother. He said, oh, we have found the Messiah. How can he say that? He won't say simply. If Jesus had not expounded the scriptures, he wouldn't have said that. If Jesus had not told him the truth about the Bible, that he is the Lamb of God, Andrew cannot say that. So Jesus had talked for hours. Jesus showed them from the word that it was He who was to come. And he was so convinced. His life was totally changed there. He called Simon Peter and he is coming back and he's bringing them to Jesus. This is what will occur if you stay with Jesus. If when you stay with Jesus, what will happen is your life will be transformed day by day. Day by day, there will be transformations occurring in my life when I stay with Jesus. Sin will no longer, you will not be under sin, but you will not be no longer a slave to sin, but instead, you will try to overcome sin when you stay with Jesus. If you are still being bound in sin, if you are still being bound in the works of the devil, it means you are maybe following Jesus. You are running to Jesus for your problems, but you are not staying with Him because transformation has not taken place. You can see, you can also say, these are stages of Christian life. When you follow Him, when you run to Him, But many few people are satisfied with those two experiences. Today, God wants mature believers to stay with Him always, so that when you stay with Him, there will be changes in your life. Changes to become like Jesus. Transformations that can bring in change when you go outside the world. Your conduct will be changed. The way you speak will change. The way you think will change. And you will be able to be a witness for God only when you stay with Jesus. If you are not staying with Jesus and try to be a witness, you will witness one day, the next day you will not do it. You will go back to your own sin. True realities, I'm saying. However, but if you stay with Jesus, you will be always able to experience the presence of God. You will be able to expound the word of God, because there are many more depths of the Bible, many more depths of the word, many more depths of experiences that we have not enjoyed or we have not attained. That is why we need to stay with Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me tell to you just two things I would like to tell. One, I would like to tell a story, because it's for the young people, and also I'd like to tell an incident. Just imagine you are in a small room and you have a very poisonous snake. What you are doing is, every day if you are feeding that snake, one day the snake can bite you. This is what can happen if you are going to stay with Jesus and entertain sin. If you are going to stay with Jesus and promote sin in your life, the one day the snake will take control of you, will bite you, and it will overtake you. On the other hand, if you don't feed the snake, if you keep the snake in a safe place, you will be much safer. Let me tell you one story. This is an imaginary story. One day a young man, he went to heaven. He went to heaven and he saw, when he went to heaven, he went with his bag. It's an imaginary story, so you should understand that he took his bags and went. And when he went to the front of the gates of heaven, he saw there was no gold. He read in the earth where he was told the streets of heaven is going to be gold. There will be praise and worship all the time. So he goes there. There was no gold there. There was no praise and worship there. So he became very troubled. He told, oh, what they were saying on earth is wrong. So he asked, an angel of the Lord came there and asked. Angel of the Lord came in, welcomed him, saying, oh, welcome here to heaven. But before you come into heaven, do you want to go and see hell? You can just go visit hell and come back. So the man was very happy. Okay, give me a chance. He kept his bags. You can leave your bags here. He kept his bags. He went to hell. So he walked a long distance. He went to hell. When he went to hell, there was a lot of lights. There was a lot of songs there. There was a lot of music there. He loved it. And when he came there, he opened. There was a person, a glamorous person, came outside and said, welcome to hell. And he said, oh, this is such a nice place. Why did the angel tell me this? I remember why the angel told me to go and visit hell. So what he did, he said, okay, my bags are in the gates of heaven. Let me go get it and come back. Okay, the glamorous person in the hell said. So this man walked back. On the way back, he was saying, oh, what a wonderful angel he is. I have to really thank him, because he told me the truth. He told me to go and see hell before coming to heaven. So this man comes back to heaven. And the angel of the Lord there say, did you see hell? He said, yes. And I really thank you for doing that favor for me. I'm going to hell. The angel of the Lord said, did you really see hell? Yes, I saw. And do you really want to go? He said, yes, I want to go. So the angel of the Lord said one thing. Okay, last time we were able to go and come in, But this time, if you go, you may not be able to come in, but this will be a final destination you have. He said, no, I saw hell. It's a wonderful place, he said. So he took his bags. He started walking, thanking the angel very much. But the moment he started walking, he saw that he couldn't turn back. So he went, walked miles and miles. He reached hell. But now when he sees hell, he doesn't see the city which is really glowing with lights. He's not seeing that. So he thought maybe he's having a dream. He washed his face and he saw something which is smoke coming, and it was terrible. Then he went there. Anyhow, he thought, maybe I'm having a nightmare. Let me go see. He went and knocked in. The same person came out. The same glamorous person who was before said, oh, what happened? He said, I was here to deceive you. The earlier thing what you saw was a deceivement. The truth is this. And he pulled that man into hell. This is an imaginary story. Why we are saying this is, hell and heaven is real. That is why we are not saying that simply we don't come here and they preach the word of God. There is a heaven, there is a hell. But what you and I should do, we have to seek the Lord. Hallelujah. We have to seek the Lord to follow him. Then you will clearly hear his voice. If you seek to know where he dwells, you can run to him at all times. If you seek to stay with him, he can transform you and he can make you a new creation and be a witness. So may the good Lord bless you with these words, and hope the Lord speaks with you and help you to make good decisions so that you may seek the Lord more and more.